This is Gordon Clark, and for today's Kansas Wheat Report, we will discuss the Kansas Wheat Leadership Program. Understanding wheat production today requires more than what happens in the field. For participants in the Kansas Wheat Leadership Program, that broader view is exactly the point. The Kansas Wheat Leadership Program takes farmers beyond the field, offering a deep exploration of the crop's full life cycle. Rather than focusing on production practices, the program spotlights the critical stages that occur before planting and after harvest. From the breeding lab to the requirements of the global marketplace, participants get a clear perspective on the industry they help drive. Hosted by Kansas Wheat, the program brought farmers to Manhattan on March 4th for an immersive, hands-on experience that connects each step of the wheat value chain. The Kansas Wheat Leadership Program takes farmers far beyond the field, exploring the entire life cycle of the crop, said Shana Jensen, Kansas Wheat Director of Membership and Government Affairs. From the precision of the breeding lab to the pressures of the global marketplace, participants gain a greater perspective on the industry as a whole. The program began with a Wheat 101 overview from Aaron Harries, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations, followed by a tour of the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center to introduce participants to active research and variety development. The conversation then moved to the value of communication in agriculture with a presentation on eatwheat.org led by Gordon Clark, Kansas Wheat Communications Specialist, explaining how sharing farmers' stories help connect producers with consumers. Afternoon sessions focused on the science and economics behind wheat production. Alan Fritz, Kansas State University wheat breeder, walked participants through the wheat physiology and modern breeding techniques, while Mike O'Day with StoneX provided insight into global wheat supply and demand trends shaping today's markets. Policy and advocacy were also key components of the program. Jensen discussed the current wheat policy issues impacting producers, followed by Sam Kiefer with the National Association of Wheat Growers, who provided a national perspective on how policy decisions in Washington, D.C. influence the wheat industry. Participants then took part in a hands-on wheat emasculation demonstration by Asif Muhammad of Heartland Plant Innovations, giving a closer look into the process used to develop new wheat varieties more efficiently. The day ended with dinner and a social hour, giving participants the opportunity to continue conversations and create connections with others across the wheat industry. By connecting research, production, policy, and end use, the Kansas Wheat Leadership Program helps farmers better understand their role within the wider wheat industry. The experience provides a clear picture of how decisions made in a field carry through every stage of the value chain. For farmers looking to expand their perspective and connect more closely with the wheat industry, the program delivers a unique opportunity to step beyond day-to-day operations and see the full system at work. To learn more about future Kansas Wheat Leadership Program opportunities, visit kswheat.com/KAWG, K-A-W-G, or connect with Kansas Wheat staff. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.